The book is the story of Malvina Hoffman, and don't feel bad if you have no idea who that is. Dee Dee Hoffman didn't know either until she met the man who would become her husband, Chip Hoffman, some 10 years ago.
I've been to all the great museums. I grew up in a family that loved art. I collected new artists. You know, I felt like I really knew my stuff as an amateur art lover, and I never heard of her. And I tell everybody, I fell in love with Malvina Hoffman. He just kind of came with a package, but she became my muse.
Malvina Hoffman, the great aunt of Chip Hoffman, was a young, very ambitious American sculptor back in 1910. That's when she went to Paris, determined to become a student of the man who was then the world's most famous sculptor, Auguste Rodin.
He had many mistresses. You know, he was a lech, and she was 25, and he was 71, and he did try to seduce her like he did everybody, and she was like not having it. And from then on, he treated her as his friend and as his protege.
Under the great Rodin's totally platonic guidance, Hoffman sharpened her artistic and technical skills. She even learned how to cast her own bronze statues, something women simply didn't do back then. She also got caught up in the feverish explosion of art and literature that was sweeping Paris at the time. Among her friends was the great Russian prima ballerina, Anna Pavlova. That led to the creation of what many consider Hoffman's masterwork.
Malvina created a 26-panel frieze of Anna Pavlova dancing the Bacchanal. It took them 15 years to complete it. And Rodin saw the original drawings and helped advise her until the war came on how to proceed.
That was among the works entrusted to the custody of Malvina's family. Dee Dee says the massive frieze did not exactly wind up as its creator probably intended.
When she died, Chip's mother was from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, population 200,000. And she donated all of the work to the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art, who basically put it in the basement.
Then there were other significant works by Malvina Hoffman that simply vanished.
She was the first sculptor, the first woman in the Luxembourg Gardens. And nobody knows that because the Germans stole it in World War II. So that legacy's lost.
The combination of all these unfortunate circumstances has resulted in Malvina Hoffman's almost complete obscurity. Dee Dee Hoffman has tried to correct that injustice with her biography entitled Beautiful Bodies, The Adventures of Malvina Hoffman. Oh, and there are definite connections between this groundbreaking artist and the Tallahassee-Thomasville area.
She lived in New York and Paris, but she was in Florida all the time. One of her best friends was Marjorie Keenan Rawlings, and she would come and visit her. She had roots in this area, friends and family.
For instance, Hoffman was linked to Tallahassee's old Waverly property, which is now the Waverly Hills neighborhood. She accepted an important commission from the man who designed Pebble Hill Plantation. She was on good terms with families familiar to locals like the Fleischmans and the McClays. Dee Dee Hoffman is happy to discuss this and many more details of the rich and fascinating life of Malvina Hoffman. That opportunity will present itself next Tuesday, June 12th, from 5 until 7 in the evening at Hearth and Soul on Market Street. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.